you don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with the king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets. If you don't win your first bet, that's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
This episode is brought to you by Navy Federal Credit Union. At Navy Federal, it's been the mission to help the military community for over 90 years. And not just help them, but do everything to make sure they not only grow, but flourish. That's why Navy Federal Credit Union has all kinds of great savings and investment options, like share certificates with sky-high rates. So don't hesitate. Start growing your finances today with a variety of savings and investment options. Navy Federal Credit Union. Our members are the mission. Savings products insured by NCUA. Investment products are not insured, not obligations of Navy Federal and may lose value.
Now here's a highlight from Coast to Coast AM on iHeartRadio.
And we are back with Army veteran, speculative fiction writer Sean Patrick Hazlett, the editor of two anthologies, Weird World War III, Haunted Cold War Visions, and the latest is Weird World War IV. The publisher is Bain. That's B-A-E-N. And there's a quote in the book. It's a very famous quote by Albert Einstein. He was asked, about World War III. And he said something like, I don't know how World War III will be fought, but World War IV would be fought with rocks. You know, in other words, it's World War III is going to be apocalyptic. Marshall McLuhan, the great Canadian communications and cultural theorist, he predicted back in 1970, I think it was, that World War III, he called it a guerrilla information war, and there would be no division between military and civilian participation. It would be, get this, again, this is 1970, he predicted it would be a war waged in cyberspace, not on a defined battlefield. What do you think of that prediction?
I think we're living it right now. In fact, it's funny you mentioned that, Richard. There is a book out in the market by one of my former classmates called The New Rules of War, and his name is Sean McFate. And what he theorized was the days of nation states where there's a clear switch between a condition of war and a condition of peace have long since ended. And that Russia and China in particular are much better geared and playing that game in a much more sophisticated way than the United States is. So, you know, as an example, we can look at the gray zone warfare that China engages in the South China Sea. And to paint that picture is what the Chinese are able to do is they're able to offer a provocation just to the edge of what a Western society would consider overt warfare and then stop. So using that sort of strategy, they've been able to fill the South China Sea with bases in international waters where they should have no territory and should not be participating in. In the same manner, Putin, if you look at the most recent invasion of Ukraine, his goal, which appears just from watching how the initial days of the invasion, it seems or appears as if he had intended to use this sort of gray zone warfare to orchestrate a collapse of the Ukrainian government and then easily take control. And you can tell that because he didn't include enough forces to be able to subdue the entire country. And he was informed by his intelligence agencies, which were feeding him information that frankly wasn't true. And he got caught in his own trap in terms of trying to prosecute these sort of gray zone military engagements. The seizure of Crimea is a perfect example of that. And then you could also look at the sanctions that the U.S. government used against the Russians, where Putin orchestrated military action, and then we cobbled his economy and put asset freezes on his on military officials and oligarchs, and we're seizing yachts, et cetera. But to your point, this is something that is crossing all spectrums of the will of a civil population to fight. So you have cyber, you have military, you have economic, and then you just have kind of culture, the cultural will to fight. And you're seeing if Ukrainians are doing a masterful job of using information war to portray a side that on paper did not look like it could stand up to this Russian colossus, but they are. But at the same time, all of us are not immune to various forms of propaganda. So remember the ghost of Kyiv, right? The fighter ace that was shooting down aircraft, right, that didn't exist. So, part of it is just
or the 13 soldiers on Snake Island that supposedly told this Russian vessel, when they told them to surrender, they gave them the middle finger, and they were then supposedly destroyed, now celebrated as heroes. That never happened either.
Yeah, and the other thing that they do that is, and you don't know if it's true, but every time they kill a Russian general or they foil an attempt to assassinate Zelensky, they always say that someone in the FSB leaked the information or provided the warning, et cetera. Now, is that true? It might be, but even if it's not true, it is very useful in getting inside Putin's head, causing paranoia, doing all sorts of crazy things so that he starts unraveling his own infrastructure and people start pointing fingers and make it difficult to prosecute a war. And right now, it's not even clear who is in charge of the military operation. It seems as if Russian troops in everywhere but Mariupol have gone to ground. Not only that, unless the news came out in the last day or two, no one's seen but the defense minister Shoigu in 2 weeks. So there's a lot of that going on. And when asked, the Russians will say he's too busy, he's having heart problems. So there's a lot of interesting things going on. There's the jamming, radio communications. The Russians are talking in the clear, which is unheard of for the U.S. military. Like, that just does not happen. In fact, when I used to fight like the Russians, I had to deal with jammers because when I first started at the National Training Center, we didn't have, as part of the enemy force, we didn't have encrypted communications. So we had codes where we would jump to new radio nets. The Russians aren't even doing that. And one general in particular was killed because he was on an open source communications net and it was discovered and killed. Not only that, there are people outside of the primary combatants who are engaging in the conflict. So you have anonymous, writing or using cyber warfare to take down Russian websites, et cetera. And, who knows if they're affiliated, not affiliated. It's very murky and very unclear. And this is what this gray zone warfare is, looks like in practice. And even on these communication sites, there was a New York Times report yesterday where they showed some of these encrypted communications. There are jammers, there are ham radio operators who are listening in on Russian communications. On one of those communications, there was somebody who was literally whistling Dixie. And it's like, is that what? is that ham radio operator in the South? Who knows? And that's what it is. You can't put your finger on who's doing what, and that's what makes it, you know, kind of the future of warfare. But it also makes it something that has the potential to be much more escalatory, right?
Right, right.
Something is attributed to your side, and you didn't do it. There's really, you know, it's very hard to prove that you didn't. So it's the thing the Russians are doing with chemical weapons, right? It's part of their doctrine and strategy. When I trained U.S. forces, we used chemical weapons against U.S. forces. Now, it was CF gas, and it was, you know, harmless, stuff like that. I just forced them to go through a training event. But the Russians are, you know, that's what they use, and they Putin obviously wants to achieve some sort of a breakthrough. And if he uses them, he could kind of push ahead. The problem is, what's our response going to be? And I know that we haven't said it publicly, but, and I think the administration did a good job of, you know, it seems as though, according to what Jake Sullivan, the National Security Advisor, has said in public, that the administration did communicate something in private to the Russians to kind of give them a hint of what would happen if they were to escalate the conflict in that manner. Now, what is it? You know, who knows? But I think that's an appropriate thing to do, because you don't want to make it public, and you don't want to, you know, make it a question of prestige and you know, a tit for tat, and, you know, put Putin in a position where his back is against the wall. But you also want him to know what very likely could happen if he crosses that red line.
Right. There's a lot of pros to drinking Health Aid kombucha. No cons that I can think of. Pro, amazing taste. Pro, pairs well with anything. Pro, probiotic. That's a literal pro. And it's deliciously refreshing. It's the perfect pairing to your meal, or great on its own, whether you're having Pink Lady Apple, Berry Lemonade, or one of the other great flavors. It's the perfect swap for soda or alcohol. Make it part of your daily routine. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid Kombucha today.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like EcoEye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Enjoy all your favorite sports like never before at BetMGM. Signing up and playing is so easy. Simply sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. When you register with BetMGM, you can get instant access to a variety of parlay selection features, live betting options, and the best daily promotions in the business. And with BetMGM at your fingertips, every play and every game matter more than ever. Place your moneyline, prop, and parlay bets with a king of sportsbooks today. Sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. That's right, up to $1,500. Again, sign up using code Buckeye and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. 21 plus and present in Ohio, subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards are non-withdrawable bonus bets that expire in 7 days. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER in partnership with MGM Northfield Park. That's 1-800-GAMBLER.
So just getting back to McLuhan for a moment and this guerrilla information war, and you were talking about the participation of non-combatants in this war, cyber warfare and hacking and so forth. So again, no division between military and civilian participation. And there are countries now that are sort of aligned, China with Russia, perhaps Iran, Saudi Arabia refused to sort of condemn. I think the United Arab Emirates, India has sort of been walking this fine line. Is it possible that we're already in World War III, but we don't know it because it's not being fought with along conventional terms? Much of it is in cyberspace.
I think it is certainly possible. And it all depends on how you define it and what's really going on. And there's things that we're not going to have access to. But let me give you a few examples of whether we might be in something like this. One of the examples is very early in the war, the United States offered to evacuate Zelensky from Ukraine. Now, in order to do that rapidly, the units that would typically handle that sort of a mission would be your Tier 1 operators. And by Tier 1, I mean elements of Delta Force and or SEAL Team 6. So to think that, you know, those, and they typically prosecute black ops. To, you know, I'm not saying that they're in country or that they're operating there, but it's certainly possible because those are your plausible, deniable units. So if, you know, one or two were captured or died, the thing the U.S. government would likely say is, well, they were part of the Ukrainian International Legion. We don't know anything about them. And they know that when they sign up for those sorts of things. I would be shocked if the, you know, certain units of the CIA, when it comes to kind of intercepting communication transcripts and, you know, things like that, were not somehow involved. It is open knowledge in the media that the U.S. is actively sharing, or it has been said in the media. I don't know if anybody's confirmed it, but is sharing, you know, tactical, operational and tactical data with the Ukrainians. So in other words, if there's a, you know, tank company that they observe from satellites in space, they try to share that information with the Ukrainians in as much, you know, real time as possible. And here's the other thing too. There's also when soldiers upload things on the social media, they can be geolocated. And then they could be cross-referenced with other things that are put on social media. In that same New York Times report, you could see journalists doing it. You know, it's absolutely impressive that they're able to, you know, they'd say there was a quote about an MTLB, which is a tracked vehicle, being abandoned. And then they would show a video of that MTLB. This is where the location was. This is where the transmitters were on the Russian side. And the reason they're able to do all that is that the Russians are, for whatever reason, communicating in the clear. But going back to your original question, Richard, I don't want to get too far away from it. There is a chance. I mean, Putin himself said that the economic sanctions, he considered them an act of war. So, you know, would he choose to escalate? I don't know. And the other thing, too, is the fact that we haven't seen a large-scale cyber attack means that I think both sides at this point in time are acting rationally. I think, you know, if I were in this administration, I would, as soon as possible, communicate very clearly what the sorts of, or the range or menu of escalatory steps that would follow an attack on, say, a power grid, for instance, right? So let's say the Russians were able to take out the, you know, the three North American power grids that we have. That would be borderline existential for us and could result in a very quick and rapidly escalated hot war, right? I'm not saying that's the case, but that could be one of the things that we communicate, because we're still, until a few days ago, is my understanding, we were still communicating with the Russians, and I think they've since shut down that communication. And this is a time when we should actually be talking more with them so that we can calibrate this thing not getting out of control. But I would be surprised if there was not some, you know, there's some scrapes back and forth, and it certainly does have the potential to escalate. For instance, we now have, for the first time since 2005, 100,000 troops in Europe, and we're continuing to reinforce them, I think, and we're pushing them forward into Romania and Poland. So this is the, you know, and then obviously in the three Baltic states. And additionally, right, you have the Finns and the Swedes, more likely the Finns, actively considering, you know, who have traditionally been neutral, but they also have a shared history with the Soviet Union, right, where the Winter War and everything that ensued from there. So there's certainly a chance for this thing to sort of escalate. It seems, at least from the Chinese side, that they've kind of stepped back a little bit. I think their impression from Putin's original communication was that this thing was going to be fast. It's not going to be fast. And the other thing that's concerning is if this thing continues to expand, or, you know, to continue throughout the planning season, you're going to have even more unrest in places that are receivers of Ukrainian, both Ukrainian and Russian grain. So
right.
You see starvation.
Pakistan, Afghanistan.
Exactly. And you're already seeing, you're already seeing some starvation in Afghanistan just because the Taliban took over and they're not very good at running a government.
Listen to more Coast to Coast AM every weeknight at 1 a.m. Eastern and go to coasttocoastam.com for more.
There's two kinds of people in the world, people who love Health Aid kombucha and people who have never tried it. The bubbly mix of probiotic tea and refreshing juice is delicious and good for your gut health with great flavors to choose from that you can't help but love. If you've never tried it before, maybe try a bottle or can of passion fruit tangerine or a ginger lemon. Your taste buds and your gut will thank you. Look for the brown bottle with an anchor on it and try Health Aid kombucha today.
Health Aid kombucha.
You don't have to hop a plane to see the world. This month's Free This Week picks on Xfinity brings you around the globe. Experience life at a European resort in the hit comedic drama Seaside Hotel from Walter Presents. Watch romance blossom abroad in a Scottish love scheme from Hallmark Movies Channel. Celebrate Earth Month with planet-saving docuseries like Eco Eye with Duncan Stewart on Magellan TV. And be transported to your happy place with iHeartRadio's Feelin' Good playlist. Just say Free This Week into your Xfinity voice remote.
Open a limited-time 11-month certificate at Kemba Financial Credit Union. At 5.25% APY, it's more than triple the national average, plus it's a safe and secure way to grow your money. Visit your local branch or kemba.org/cd for details. Offer expires May 31st, 2024. APY equals annual percentage yield. Restrictions apply. $500 minimum and $250,000 maximum deposit. Advantage status required. Comparison based on bank rate average. Federally insured by NCUA.